is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, the suspect in last week's murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, remains in jail in Pennsylvania, where he is resisting transfer to New York. Correspondent Lilia Luciano was in the courtroom.
It is uncommon for people to fight state-to-state extraditions, perhaps because it's an opportunity to cooperate with a place where you have the more severe charge, at least in this case. What happened at the hearing was that his attorney was claiming Pennsylvania did not provide the proper documents or direct charges that he's facing in New York, and therefore was not able to initiate the appropriate process to have him extradited.
A private funeral for Brian Thompson was held in his hometown of Maple Grove, Minnesota, Monday. Several homes have now been destroyed by an out-of-control wildfire that's burned through thousands of acres in Malibu, California. 20,000 people have been ordered to evacuate, among them Cher and 98-year-old Dick Van Dyke, L.A. County Sheriff's Captain Jennifer Situ.
Fire can be extremely unpredictable, and we highly encourage residents in the fire areas to be prepared, have a plan, and heed our evacuation warnings and orders.
The flames are 0% contained. Breaking news from Texas overnight, where a judge has rejected the sale of a conspiracy theorist's website to a parody news site. Reporter Chris Fox from Austin.
U.S. bankruptcy judge Christopher Lopez saying the two qualifying bids, one from The Onion, the other from a bidder friendly with Alex Jones, weren't enough. And the sealed auction process left the potential for a lot of money on the table. Lopez asking bankruptcy trustee Christopher Murray to come up with another plan to sell Jones's InfoWars to help cover the $1.3 billion in defamation suits owed by Jones to the families of the victims of the Sandy Hook shooting.
Overseas, Korea's former defense minister has been stopped from trying to kill himself in jail over President Yoon Suk-yeol's move to declare martial law last week. The BBC's Jean McKenzie reports from Seoul.
The president is now being investigated from many directions by police, prosecutors, and anti-corruption officials. He's been accused of treason, a crime he doesn't have immunity from as president.
S&P futures up 4. You know what they say, beans, beans, good for the heart. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The 20-member panel is recommending the 2025 dietary guidelines that will shape federal food programs and policy. They say Americans should eat more beans, peas, and lentils, and should cut back on red and processed meats, starchy vegetables, added sugars, sodium, and saturated fat.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a two-car crash that had Spring Street slowed down last night. The collision on Spring near 51st Drive saw a Toyota and a GMC SUV involved. Some kids were in the Toyota, and one of those passengers was taken to the hospital for evaluation. Traffic on Spring was impacted for a few hours last night. It'll be a weather roller coaster for temperatures this week. Temps will be plummeting to single digits tomorrow and potentially reaching the teens with wind chills dropping into the negative territory. A quick warm-up is expected with temperatures back to the 30s by Friday and back near 40 over the weekend. There could be a rain-snow mix Friday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Those needing help with the coming cold can call 211 for more information about warming centers. The image of a wanted Racine man is up online. Racine police and U.S. Marshals are asking people to look at the pictures of 36-year-old George Mitchell Jr. He's wanted for attempted homicide and multiple weapons charges stemming from an incident in Racine back in April. Mitchell has ties to Racine, Kenosha, and Northern Illinois, and he is considered armed and dangerous. And following a fire at a Kenosha assisted living facility, a donation drive has been launched. Frontita Azalea Place had a fire in their attic Friday night. They've got a donation drive going to help displaced residents. The sprinkler system in that facility did limit the damage Friday night. The need in this donation drive is for clothing, personal care items, and electronics. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy, becoming windy with falling temperatures and a few off and on light snow showers today. We're going to drop into the mid-teens by late afternoon. The wind will be out of the west, gusting between 20 and 30 by late today. Tonight, windy down to 2 above. Tomorrow, sunshine and colder with a high of 15. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
It's just totally different here in New York. Totally different. Like, you ask directions in New York, you say, excuse me, where's the hospital? What, are you sick? You know, down where I'm from, it's like, excuse me, where's the hospital? Well, you're going to get in the car, and you're going to drive about 45 or 50, how far? Earl! How far is he going to go? To the hospital. The hospital. 5 minutes down to where the water tower used to be. Then you're going to turn left or right? Earl. Well, ask your wife. Pearl. Would you hurry up? He's bleeding. I don't know what happened to him. What happened to you? He got stabbed. You did? I'd go to the hospital if I were you.
Yes, the Beatles love me do. Yeah, still got the cold. Yeah, and you know, when I was talking before, it sounded great. Then all of a sudden I get on the radio and it's like, Anyway, good morning. I'm Don Rosen. Cloudy today, snow showers, highs near 30, but that's not the story. Story is tonight, flurries for the low around 5. I think it's first time we're in the single digits. And tomorrow, sunny with a high near 16. Right now, cloudy, 28 degrees here at Radio Park. Hey, coming up a little after 7, talking to Mike Bino from the magazine Our Wisconsin. He's got the new issue out. A lot of good Christmas stories in there we're going to talk about. It's coming up a little after 7 this morning. At least he's going to talk. I'll be listening. Simon & Garfunkel, 610 now. WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics as well.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
job with Troubled Water, Simon & Garfunkel, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too, here at WRJN. Hey, don't forget about our grown-up wish list text to win contest, 7 o'clock this morning. I'm going to give you a keyword. Now, what you need to do is go to the, get your app, your Civic Media app, at the App Store, wherever you get your app store, at civicmedia.us. Get the app. And WRJN will be at the bottom of the page. You'll see all the radio stations. Click on WRJN. And when I give you the keyword after 7 o'clock, hit that text button. Text it to me, and you could win a great prize. I'll tell you what it is after 7 o'clock this morning. Okay? It's our grown-up wish list text to win contest, 7 o'clock this morning, right here. Well, parents are angry at Google for how it answers a common question parents get this time of year. Now, that, without revealing too much, we'll just say Google's answer is no, he's not. All right, that's the answer they give. Some parents want Google to change the answer it spits out at the top of the page when you ask about, you know who. They just don't think it should be the first thing you see. Do you agree? Google telling the truth at the top of the page? Yeah, I can see where parents might get angry at that. Hey, at 6:16, you know what it's time for?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At O&H Danish Bakery, the Christmas season brings out their best. And this week, O&H is featuring their Christmas Fudge Kringle. A scratch-made fudge filling and rich chocolate icing make it a chocolate lover's dream. So be sure to get one this week. Also featured are O&H Christmas cookies. You'll find sugar cookies, pecan drinks, O&H's much-loved Danish butter cookies, and more. Best of all, they're scratch-made, hand-decorated, and always oven-fresh. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek, where their baking spirit's bright.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Right now at Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Get $11,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn during their Wrap Up the Year sales event. Plus, get $2,000 Ford Conquest Cash without trading in a Ford product. Get to Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for their Wrap Up the Year sales event today. See dealer for complete details. Plus tax, title, and dock fee to well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Must finance through Stellantis Financial.
Sick of campaign ads? I bet. But Racine County needs you at the polls on December 19th to vote for Ralph Malicki for county executive. Ralph stands for fiscal responsibility, collaboration, and economic development. Exactly the leadership Racine County needs to build for tomorrow. The South Shore Realtors Association supports Ralph Malicki. So should you. On December 19th, it's time to be picky. Vote for Ralph Malicki. Paid for by the Wisconsin Realtors Political Fund. Not authorized by any candidate, candidate's agent, or committee.
Day number 7 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Von Hassel Jewelers, designing and crafting custom certified jewelry in downtown Racine for over 20 years. This holiday season, say I love you with a gift that sparkles with meaning. Save big on a stunning necklace, engagement ring, anniversary piece, or other one-of-a-kind fine jewelry. Perfect for that special someone. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $400 gift certificate for just $200. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
sure WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudy join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudy the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. One foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, mit your nose so bright, won't you guide mine sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudy the red-beaked reindeer, you'll go down in history.
What a coinkydink. Dean Martin, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know, I felt terrible about Dean Martin once. He died on Christmas Day. I remember he was at a 7-Eleven, and I saw the newspaper headline, Dean Martin, dead at age, whatever it was. But he died all alone. No friends around. He was in seclusion because his son was killed in a plane crash in the military, and he cut himself off from the world, and he passed away all alone. Now, here's a guy who was part of the Rat Pack. He always had people around him. He was one of the swingers of the Rat Pack, and he died all alone, just like that, on Christmas Day. And every time I hear a Dean Martin Christmas song, unfortunately, that's what I think about. But, yeah, Dean Martin, boy, he left a legacy of music. Yeah. Here's Signs.
And the signs said, long-haired, freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Now hey you
membership card to get inside.
'71 the year for the five-man electrical band and Signs. Cloudy, snow showers today, highs near 30. Get ready, flurries tonight, lows around 5. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 16. That's the high tomorrow, 16. Cloudy and 28 degrees right now at Radio Park, right here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics too this holiday season. All right, in a new survey, 34% of people say traveling home for the holidays does not count as a vacation. In fact, 71% say they probably need a vacation after visiting with family. Really? That bad, huh? All right, it's 626. Yeah, my Christmas cold. You can actually write this down on the calendar. Every year around this time, I get my Christmas cold. Here come the Stones now. Satisfaction with WRJN. they're still performing that song on stage. The Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Local news, timeless hits, and awesome Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. All right. Do you remember where you got married? What venue? All right. This couple in Jacksonville, Florida, had a wedding ceremony inside a car wash as their vehicle was going through. They said they were looking into real wedding venues, but they didn't want to spend that much money. So they went for $8 for the car wash and went in that way. Hey, don't forget, coming up in a half hour, we're going to be giving you our special keyword for today in our grown-up wish list text to win contest, our statewide contest. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it with my voice this morning, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. And you need to text it to us when you hear it. Download the Civic Media app. Go to civicmedia.us. You'll see the app. Download it. At the bottom of the page, when you open up the app, you'll see WRJN. Click on it. See a text button. Text us the keyword. And you're in the running for a great prize. All right? So that's this morning, a little after 7 o'clock here at WRJN. But first, here's news at 6:31 with Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Fire Station Number 4 in Racine is now home to Wisconsin's third Safe Haven Baby Box. That's meant to provide a secure and anonymous option for parents to surrender newborns. The temperature-controlled box, equipped with a laser detection system and alarm, ensures immediate care for surrendered infants. The installation follows recent changes in Wisconsin law allowing such devices. More boxes are planned across the state. A temperature swing is expected to hit the area this week. Temps will be plummeting to single digits tomorrow, and wind chills could drop into the negative territory. You can anticipate a rapid warm-up by Friday, with temperatures back to near 30 and maybe near 40 over the weekend. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Those needing help with the coming cold can call 211 for details about warming centers. You may have seen the security images from a Racine restaurant. The pictures put out by police show a group of women causing a disturbance at La Tapatia. Those women are currently under investigation after an alleged shoplifting incident at the restaurant turned confrontational. It's reported that an employee saw the women trying to shoplift, which led one of the suspects to start throwing stuff at the worker. Law enforcement has confirmed that they've identified the suspects and they're working to secure a warrant. And some of the fake stuff will have to do if you hit the slopes. Wilmot Mountain in Kenosha County is back open. The reopening comes as dastardly cold temperatures impact the area. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, if you think cars and trucks are the only things autonomous, think again. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Farm tractors are going down that same route. Details on the way.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Brian Luck, University Extension Ag Engineer, says an autonomous tractor could be in your farm's future. He said every tractor right now, they're working on it.
It's kind of a new budding space for equipment companies. There's a lot of companies out there, as far as I can tell, that are sort of startups that are taking existing machines and converting them to autonomous platforms. There's a lot of safety considerations that have to be considered in that realm as well. And it is headed this way. We're not quite there yet. We're not ready to go fully autonomous in the ag production, at least field crops sort of space. But I'd say within the next year or two, it's a real reality that we could be doing that.
Brian Luck, University Extension Ag Engineer, he said while the dairy industry has been using robots to help milk cows for decades, the autonomous tractor, a newer entry to the agricultural realm, he says right now it's all motivated by labor shortages.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
And the Wisconsin State Fair is continuing to solicit farms and homes from across the state that have been in the same family for 100 or 150 years. The Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Award Program will be held Tuesday, August 5th, in conjunction with the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair. Honorees get complimentary State Fair tickets, an invitation to the awards breakfast, a commemorative photo, a certificate, and an outdoor display sign. Applications are due by Friday, March 1st. More information available on the Wisconsin State Fair website or ours, MidwestFarmReport.com. That's MidwestFarmReport.com. Look for the tab. There's your Wednesday food news update. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Cloudy, becoming windy with falling temperatures and a few off and on light snow showers today. We're going to drop into the mid-teens by late afternoon. The wind will be out of the west, gusting between 20 and 30 by late today. Tonight, windy down to 2 above. Tomorrow, sunshine and colder with a high of 15. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
You know, if I go to Burger King, if I get an order of onion rings, there's always a couple of French fries mixed in there with them. Always. But if I get the French fries, there's never any onion rings mixed in there. Are they in the same pile or aren't they? You know, sometimes you go to McDonald's or Burger King, sometimes the people that work there, they're sharp and around the ball. Other times you just gotta wonder, you know, you gotta wonder what that hiring interview was like. Please, come in, sit down. Can you mumble? Can you mumble without making eye contact? Would you be willing to goof around with your coworkers while the customer grows impatient? Great, I think you'd be a good candidate for our management training program. We're going to have you watch an 8-minute training video, then we'll put you on the front counter. People get their own drinks now, you just got to hand them a cup. But when you hand them a cup, make sure your fingers are sticking down inside the cup. That's our policy. And you just give them a bag of food and you're done. There's no need to say thank you because we wrote that on the trash box.
Couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no. Groovy.
local news and timeless hits and Christmas classics too at WRJN. Hey, coming up right after 7 o'clock, I have your text to win keyword, your chance to win some great prizes. Keep listening.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue. You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
Thomas, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You made me so very happy. Local news, timeless hits, and now Christmas classics, too. And we'll have one coming up for you in just a moment here. 643 at WRJM. For today, cloudy, snow showers, highs near 30. That's it. Flurries tonight, lows around 5. And sunny tomorrow with a high only near 16. Right now, it's cloudy and 28 degrees here at Radio Park. Well, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour finally came to an end after 2 years. Whoa. Ended on Sunday night. It made a record $2 billion in ticket sales. And you want to know how generous she is? She gave out $197 million in bonuses to everyone who worked on the tour. Now, we're talking about bus drivers, physical therapists, the people who load the equipment. Everybody on that tour got a big bonus from a pot worth $197 million. Isn't that nice? I don't think I ever got a bonus that big before. Sonny and Cher, here's The Beat Goes On.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt's the current thing, uh-huh. Jeanne Biafra is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. The grocery store, the supermarket, uh-huh. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
Setting a chair and the beat goes on. Local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics too here at WRJN. All right. A third of people say they're dreading breaking the news to mom this year that they aren't coming home for Christmas. That's according to a new survey. Most of them are going to procrastinate as long as possible, maybe even a week before Christmas, to tell mom they're not coming. All right, here's what I'll do. Excuse me. For $20, I will tell mom you're not coming. How would you like that deal? All right, here's what you do. Give me the 20, and I will call mom, and I will say, remember that child who you sacrificed your entire life for, that you gave up everything, your dreams, your hopes, just to raise that child? Well, that child's not coming home for Christmas to be with you this holiday season. That's I'll just tell them the truth. $20. It's 648 at WRJN.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs. Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text ROCKY to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text ROCKY to 321-321. That's ROCKY to 321-321.
W-R-J-N. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in the wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather would be. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our life. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely.
Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too from WRJN. Thank you for joining us this morning. I always said if I'm going to write one song, I want to make it a Christmas song. Only because it's going to be played over and over again every holiday season. And it doesn't matter what the station's format is. The people from all different formats play Andy Williams' Sleigh Ride. They play all the hits from the Christmas catalog. So it doesn't matter. With that in mind, it's the song that never stops giving. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You made it back to number one on the Hot 100 chart. Now, she didn't have the original hit with that. Vince Vance and the Valiants did. But she made it a hit, and every year, it's number one on the charts. She just keeps getting richer and richer with that song. That's why I said, I want to write a Christmas song. Love grows where my rosemary goes. Here's Edison Lighthouse. Hey, our text to win keyword coming up for you right after 7 o'clock.
She ain't got the money, her clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, for a love rose, where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows I'd be. She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy.
And timeless hits and Christmas classics, too, from WRJN. I was going to tell you something. With this cold, I forgot everything. Oh, here's the guy you want on your next flight. This guy pulled out his saxophone when a flight was delayed in Atlanta. He started playing Christmas songs and even Baby Shark for the kids. He just entertained them during the whole delay. That's the guy I want to be with on the flight. Guy pulls out his saxophone, so it's entertaining me. All right. Bend me, shape me. Here come the American breed, WRJM.
You are all the woman I need. And baby, you know it. Know it, know it, know it. You can make this beggar a king, a clown or a poet. I'll give you all.
Baby, shake me any way you want.
and Breed, Bend Me, Shake Me. It's 7 o'clock at WRJN. Hey, don't forget, right after 7 o'clock, I'll be giving you the next text word in our grown-up Christmas wish text-to-win contest, our statewide contest. You can win a great prize. I'll tell you what it is right after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, download the Civic Media app. Go to civicmedia.us, download the app. You'll see WRJN at the bottom. Click on WRJN and text the word I'm going to tell you right after 7 o'clock. Also joining me, Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine. Hopefully, he'll be doing most of the talking. That's all coming up right now at 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, receive Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. An out-of-control wildfire that broke out in Malibu, California Monday night has now destroyed more than half a dozen homes and burned thousands of acres. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti.
About 700 firefighters trying to